This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reaction has been swift and harsh to the General Motors announcement that it's laying 18,000 workers at five of its plants in the U.S. and Canada, four of those in the U.S. But an auto workers union rep in Canada says,
"The reality is this is just a corporation, a greedy corporation, trying to make more money off of the backs of employees."
The automaker says it wants to focus now on building trucks, SUVs, and electric vehicles. President Trump says instead of closing factories, it should be working on just making vehicles people want to buy. Mississippi voters will decide who will be the state's next senator in a runoff election today, as Republican incumbent Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith is favored to win over her Democratic opponent, former Congressman Mike Espy. Hyde-Smith was appointed after Republican Thad Cochran resigned in April. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Three U.S. service members have died in an explosion in Afghanistan hours ago. The NATO Resolute Support Mission saying in a statement that three were killed and three others wounded when an improvised explosive device detonated southwest of Kabul. An American contractor was also wounded. Order's been restored at the U.S.-Mexican border at the San Ysidro port of entry near San Diego, where it was closed for hours yesterday after hundreds of migrants tried to rush the U.S. border from the Mexican side. U.S. Border Patrol Chief Carla Provost says,
"We want these individuals to remain peaceful right. And to present themselves at the port of entry for inspection, but okay. I will tell you that we are prepared."
The group yesterday was forced back in part because Border Patrol agents fired tear gas at them. Mexico now says around 500 of the migrants are going to be deported. That is, the Defense Department is sending 300 more troops to the California border. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Home values are continuing to climb, but the gains are currently at their lowest level since January of last year, thanks to increasing mortgage rates, which are digging into affordability. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage, now a total percentage point higher than it was a year ago, and affordability has plummeted to the weakest level in over a decade. Though cities like Las Vegas, Phoenix, and Tampa, where there were the biggest price reductions when the market crashed a decade ago, are still seeing the largest home value gains. President Trump will be ending this week at the big G20 summit in Argentina, which is scheduled in Buenos Aires on Friday and Saturday. The G20 consists of the top industrialized nations of the world. The president expected to meet with the Chinese president, and topic A there will be the U.S. trade war with Beijing. The president also expected to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. It's unclear whether he'll bring up Moscow's latest military aggression in Ukraine. In brief remarks this week, the president and said he just doesn't like what's happening there. And last week, Heather Locklear, the actress, was rushed to a hospital after her lawyer and therapist were at her house and determined she needed to get a mental check. Now the mandatory psychiatric hold is getting an extension. Word is she may have to stay at that L.A. area hospital for further evaluation for at least another 2 weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Bill Martinez, live.
I tell you, nothing like, directed passion, right? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Lance LaRusso joins us now. Lance is the author of the books When Cops Kill and Blue News. And we're going to be talking with him about why America is facing a law enforcement shortage. Lance, good to have you here with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me again.
Hey, real quick here, Lance. It's Giving Tuesday, and, we support what you do, and I know many of our listeners do, and I just want you to remind them if they want to help the cause here, how they can donate to the BlueLineLawyer.com.
Sure. Blue Line Lawyer is my publishing company and my blog, and we have donated about $22,000 from the sale of all of our books. So if they want to help, find the local Fraternal Order of Police, the local group that helps law enforcement, first responders in their communities. There's plenty of organizations that do that, and donate to keep those dollars helping the people actually on the street in their community.
Yeah, excellent. Well, Lance, lots of terrible rhetoric, flown around out there, law enforcement, ICE agents. I mean, you've got a party that says they want to eliminate ICE. Statements like that are just so reckless, because they tell you what they don't want, but they're not telling you what they want, and suggesting that, an organization, an institution like ICE is expendable. And it's almost like all these other issues, especially when it comes to law enforcement, that, that we can do without them. And, I think this is all a dangerous prospect, especially in the world in which we live in, where, shootings are occurring and, we find ourselves, I think, in a quite a precarious, environment today in our culture.
We're definitely at a crossroads, and it's interesting. And I talk about this in Blue News. A lot of it has to do with the messaging. Law enforcement really has not taken control of their own messages. You see a statement by the Boston police commissioner is going all over the internet now when he's blasting the ACLU for wanting access to the gang database. You hear the much maligned Border Patrol right now, and those words now are being used almost as curse words. I've met so many Border Patrol agents in the 30-something years I've been involved in law enforcement. They're good people. They do tasks that most people have no idea of. And if you see some of the vehicles that they patrol with on the border, their lives are in danger every day. Mm-hmm. And just to give you an idea of the messaging, what's really missing from that is, when somebody says they want to do away with Border Patrol, ask them if they're in favor of human trafficking.
Right.
Because that's the organization that stops and has the biggest potential to stop human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are trafficked across country lines, especially into the United States, where it's a huge problem. So a lot of it has to do with messaging, and part of the problem is the law enforcement officers, like most first responders, are too busy doing their jobs to be able to write letters to the editor or change the verbiage that's using. And the bottom line is they pick up the paper, they walk by a TV, or they sit down for the news in the evening, and they see themselves getting blasted for doing their jobs.
Well, in this information age in which we live in, all these institutions need to wake up to the reality of you better be proactive about the message that you're putting out there. I've known for years that there have been, public relations departments, but they don't realize that they need to come into form and fashion with what, the culture is dealing with right now. And this is the information age, and you've got to step up your game just like you would do with any kind of SWAT team, any kind of, gang strategy or anything that you're dealing with. I mean, you talk about, sex trafficking. I mean, look at what's happening with opioid invasion here in this country, what that's been done and how that's coming in through, our southern border, all this stuff. It's, we've got illegals coming into our country, and in every state of the union, there has been at least one murder at the hands of an illegal, many times, who has been kicked out of the country only to come back and then, eventually perpetrate something as horrendous as the murder of an American citizen.
Well, that's one of the things that I talk about. And it used to be that I just did lectures around the United States and in Canada about officer-involved shootings and critical incidents and what to expect. And more over the past several years, we've had people that want me to talk about how do you respond to the media onslaught? How do you keep the reputation of a good public servant from being tarnished when the law enforcement folks already know that the officer acted appropriately, but there's details they can't release that would clear the officer in the media, if you will. Mm-hmm. Part of it is a word game. Part of it is people playing politics. To give you an example, I think if you grabbed 100 people off the street, they would admit that the immigration system in the United States is broken.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how to fix it may be a different issue, but claiming that the system is not broken and people are not tracked and we have no idea where violent people who are in the country illegally are going, that's not really up to debate.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're looking at law enforcement, again, what they're doing is their jobs. We've seen the onslaught come in the form of misinformation and also from people grabbing headlines that really should be embarrassed and ashamed of what they're doing instead of being on the front page. Mm-hmm. When a group of people can get news coverage carrying signs that say, what do we want, dead cops, and when do we want it now,
mm-hmm.
or barbecuing a pig that's wearing a police uniform and carving it up in effigy, something's wrong. And, I talk about this in Blue News, and I've done 4 and 8 hour classes for law enforcement agencies or law enforcement groups about changing their messaging. The biggest complaint they have is they feel powerless. How do we get our message out? How do we tell future officers that we want to work at this department that the public does support you? Because overwhelmingly they do.
Mm-hmm.
That we have people dropping off cakes at Christmas. We have thanking us. We have tons of letters from people that, we've saved and helped. Well, the way you do that is you take control of the media sources you can control. So, for example, if there's a news story they're not getting out the law enforcement, the truth and the law enforcement perspective on what occurred. The opioid crisis is a great example. We have people complaining about the opioid crisis and in the same story complaining that we should legalize marijuana and other drugs. So the police department has the ability to take a web page, take a message from the chief and put it out and blast that out on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and other places that are not controlled by their local or national media. And people that want that message will find it.
Exactly. Well, I think people are slowly realizing, the power of the tweet from the President of the United States. he's able to drive the headlines, and unlike previous presidents that were, defined by the media, that's what's frustrating the media so much, is that, Donald Trump has an equalizer in his Twitter following. And I think it behooves anybody in any institution that wants to control the narrative is that they need to follow the lead of Donald Trump, don't they?
Well, it's really interesting. I was at a conference right after.
I'll tell you, Lance, we got to go to break. Let's talk about that when we come back, all right, because I'll have to cut you off. We've got more from Lance LaRusso after this. Stay with us.
Always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old hold inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
You might have testified.
And we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Lance LaRusso continues with us, author of the book When Cops Kill and Blue News. And we're talking about why is America facing a law enforcement shortage on this Giving Tuesday, 2018. Good to have you with us. Lance, before the break, we were talking about, you know, the opportunity that institutions have to control their own narrative, especially in this information age in which we live in.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things that we were talking about. You had mentioned Donald Trump and his Twitter account. I was at a conference probably about 45 days after the president had come into office. So it was after the first 40 days benchmark. Mm-hmm. And people were talking about the way his love affair with the media, and I use that term inappropriately, had blossomed at that point. And someone said, well, how about the guy who wrote the book on media response? And I said, you know, you have to understand a couple things that just happened. Donald Trump does not like the media. He didn't have a secret about it. He doesn't like them. He doesn't like dealing with them. I don't know if he just thinks it's not a part of his office that he should have to do, or he just intentionally dislikes the profession. But it's not important, because what he's done, what he did, and he's maintained, he made the media irrelevant in 40 days. Mm-hmm. He stopped talking to them except through his Twitter account. And what happened in that stretch was they had to print what he said, because he's still the president of the United States. But then the stories began to be about themselves to themselves. Mm-hmm. So you started to see news anchors talking in groups about how terrible the situation was. Now, that's not generally a good strategy for a lot of people, because you can see the hits he takes in the media. A lot of the journalists are professional. They're measured. They try to do the right thing and try to be very fair about what they do. There are some outliers. But if you're going to take the attitude that he has taken, you're going to take hits from everybody, even the people that otherwise would be fair to you. Law enforcement is not quite at that point, but there are communities where they are getting hammered so badly that they probably should send their own message out in a very brash and bold manner. Now, some of them have been very good at doing it in a way that doesn't seem like that's what they're doing. But if you look at social media accounts of law enforcement agencies that constantly, daily, are putting out stuff their officers done, caught three burglars down at the warehouse on Fifth Street last night. Great job. Changed a spare tire for someone. You know, there was, I think it was out in Oregon, a couple of officers who worked a wreck, and there was a pizza delivery guy who went to the hospital. He said, I'm going to get fired if I don't deliver my pizza. So they put the pizzas in their car and they delivered them. I mean, all of those things. And law enforcement does so many great things every day that they're being lost in the shuffle, because all you're hearing about is the bad stuff, and some of the bad stuff really isn't true.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, you know, it was P.T. Barnum years ago that said, I don't care what the newspapers say about me as long as they spell my name right. And, you know, in a sense, that dynamic, I mean, that's become quite a truism. Barnum understood marketing. He understood the power of the media. I mean, sometimes I think what Donald Trump does with the media is almost it's an amusement to him, because he knows. I mean, their lips are hanging out there to be easily gaffed, and he gaffs them like crazy. And I think he just sits back there in the Oval Office sometimes and has a moment and just chuckles, because they're just it's just so easy for them. And everybody else is getting, you know, upset, and I shouldn't say everybody, I mean, it's a broad term, but, you know, half of the country is getting upset. Well, how dare he, you know, he's not the traditional president. Well, look what happens with the traditional president. Their administration is defined by the media. You know, that's the way it's always been. That's the way the media expects it to be, but not Donald Trump. I mean, the problem, you know, a lot of the problems that we have in this country today is because we didn't have a chief executive officer in the Oval Office. I mean, you know, Lance, I was, you know, this hit me, you know, a while back. I was thinking, you know, here he is, probably the number one job in the country, you know, in a power position, and you're the CEO of this country. And you don't go to school. I mean, this is an on-the-job. This is OJT that you're put into the Oval Office, whether you're Barack Obama, George W. Bush. I mean, go down the line. I mean, there's no you don't go to Harvard and take, 4 years of discipline study on how to become the president of the United States. You somehow have enough influence. You get enough votes. And now you are the president of the United States. I mean, it's pretty crazy when you think about it.
Well, it's an interesting perspective. It's, when George Washington, when people wanted him to be president for life, he said, no, that sounds too much like a king.
Yes, exactly.
But, for a long time in the country, we had the warrior king. We had the president who had served in the military and had an exemplary career. Eisenhower, for example, we had that, leading into the modern age. But it's really an interesting perspective when we get back to law enforcement and recruiting. When we look at the people who are willing to do the job, and it's kind of a parallel, you can send them to school. They can go to the criminal justice programs. They can go to the academy. They can excel there. But to a certain extent, and this is what I think the general public overwhelmingly recognizes, law enforcement officers are treading ground in things that are not in manuals.
Right.
You've seen the pictures, the most recent one, the video, was the officer that stopped on the side of the road and started playing catch with a kid who was throwing a football around by himself.
Right.
Cops have been doing that for years. Yet after Ferguson, we have Eric Holder, the Attorney General of the United States, saying that officers need to be more into community policing. Well, I was a community policing officer in 1992.
Yes.
And what happens is that stuff gets picked up in the media and it runs around like wildfire, like it's a new idea. And that's because law enforcement is not telling their own story. Now, it used to be that law enforcement was getting bashed, and then it moved to law enforcement was taking hits, that were difficult to deal with. And now it's come to a point where having officers assaulted and murdered based on some of this rhetoric. But as I've told folks in the media before, if you don't like the law enforcement officers that are working now, wait until you meet the second string.
Right.
Well, we can't hire people, and people have to lower their standards. So this issue of telling your own story has become even more critical in an age of recruiting. We need the best and the brightest that are willing to still work and do everything from rescue the hostages at a bank that's being robbed to answering a call for service because there's a domestic dispute down the street.
Exactly. Or somebody like what was reported last night who chases down a car that's driving down the road. And little did they know, we were trying to get a woman to the hospital so that she could deliver her baby. So the police officer, what does he do? He delivers the baby. He becomes the midwife. These are the things that happen, because police are in those situations. But, Lance, if they come away and they don't have a fair chance, a fair chance to win, to where they can feel good about their line of work and have some pride, and they're constantly getting bashed, then yes, we're losing good people along the way, either by retirement or even, by not even going into the line to begin with to say, I want to consider law enforcement as a career, right?
Yeah, there's also people that are attacking pensions, for example, saying, well, law enforcement pensions cost too much. Those officers, first of all, when they retire after a full year, that's not just law enforcement. Firefighters are the same way. They're broken.
Right.
They typically don't live very long. Between the stress and then the physical burden it takes on their bodies, the officers deal with severe ailments after they retire. So their earning power is lessened because they took that oath and they dedicated themselves to service for 25 or 30 years. But now we have people attacking pensions. We have officers that are dealing with cutting of salaries and things because people were trying to balance budgets. And on the other end, they're dealing with balancing budgets by letting bad guys out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
The last couple of people that we've had, and I've represented about 65 officers who have been involved in shootings.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the recent shootings that we dealt with, and we're in the news, was a person with multiple convictions.
Yeah.
And you don't have to, it's not a new phenomenon.
Exactly.
A few years ago, there was a trooper named Chad LaCroix shot and killed in the state of Georgia right after Christmas.
Well, Lance, we're out of
prior felony.
We're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. Lance LaRusso, I'm Bill Martinez Live.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reaction has been swift and harsh to the General Motors announcement that it's laying off nearly 15,000 workers at five of its plants in the U.S. and Canada, four of those in the U.S. But an auto workers union rep in Canada says,
the reality is this is just a corporation, a greedy corporation, trying to make more money off of the backs of employees.
The automaker says it wants to focus now on building trucks, SUVs, and electric vehicles. President Trump says instead of closing factories, it should be working on just making vehicles people want to buy. Mississippi voters will decide who will be the state's next senator in a runoff election today, as Republican incumbent Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith is favored to win over her Democratic opponent, former Congressman Mike Espy. Hyde-Smith was appointed after Republican Thad Cochran resigned in April. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You've reached Bill Martinez live for Spanish Press 2.
Back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com is where you want to go. Hey, all our past interviews, all our experts are right there for you. And thank you so much for joining in on the good fight, or pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads. By the way, we're going to be doing a new feature, speaking of pursuing the truth. You know, many of you sometimes will write me and say, hey, Bill, how about checking into this? So, you know, can you check into this topic? I'm not sure I'm understanding, you know, what is happening here. I hear all this different information about whether it's global warming or, you know, President Obama or what's going on with the Mueller case. Feel free, when you drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, tell me what it is that you want us to focus on. What truth is that is out there, and what lies out there that you feel or something that you need verified, and we'll check it in and check it out for you and bring on experts to address your particular topic. But, you know, let me know what's on your heart and what's driving you nuts about the media. And to this end, you're going to appreciate our next guest, Mike Cernovich, who's a journalist, author, and filmmaker. Among his best-selling books is the classic blockbuster work, Guerrilla Mindset, Danger and Play, Essays on Embracing Masculinity. He has delivered de facto thermonuclear attacks on political correctness, has earned the reputation of a no-holds-barred writer ruthlessly confronting sacred cows. Michael Cernovich, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
It's always a pleasure, Bill. Great to hear from you.
Hey, I want to talk about your new film, which was, from the book of the same name, Hoaxed, which addresses, this fake news environment in which we live in.
Yeah, I mean, today we're dealing with fake news where there's unsourced claims that Paul Manafort met with Julian Assange, even though nobody at the American Embassy remembers Manafort being there. And the conspiracy theory now from the mainstream media is that Manafort met with him and that the embassy people at the Ecuadorian embassy didn't log his visits. Just every day, everywhere you look, it's more fake news about this Russia stuff.
Yeah. Well, Sean Hannity had an interview with Julian Assange. Is he the next one in the crosshairs of, of Mueller? I mean, it's almost, Michael, it's almost like they have to step over some of the obvious questions in order to, focus on conservatives, whether it happens to be, Manafort or, Jerome Corsi, who has been on with us many times. And Jerome here recently just turned down a plea deal with Mueller saying, you want me to sign a document that's basically a lie? How does that make any sense? I mean, he's really in a hard place here, but he's got to at least stand. I mean, it feels like maybe if I'm going to go to jail, I might as well go to jail and hold my integrity intact here.
Well, yeah, and there's so many things to unpack there, because one is we know that from the WikiLeaks email of all places, there were multiple meetings with John Podesta by all these reporters. So it's okay for Podesta, Hillary Clinton's campaign chair, to meet with reporters, but it isn't okay for Manafort to meet with Assange. Then, of course, you have the issue that the story from The Guardian, which is not a reputable publication, isn't sourced at all and alleges a weird conspiracy theory about the embassy not logging visits. And then you have people like Jerome Corsi, who the media claims is a conspiracy theory, but now they're saying Mueller is using him as a source for his work. And it's like, whoa, wait a minute. If Jerome Corsi is a conspiracy theorist that we shouldn't listen to,
right,
then why is the big special prosecutor obsessed with Jerome Corsi?
Excellent point.
These guys. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, for somebody who has no credibility on one side, I guess he has enough credibility to go to jail.
Yeah, and for his word to throw other people into jail, because the real tricky thing that Mueller is doing with everybody is, they'll say, hey, Bill, what'd you have for breakfast? And you'll say eggs. And then they'll ask your friend, hey, what Bill have for breakfast? Say we had sausage. Boom, perjury right there. Obstruction of justice. You lied. So they believe that Trump. So we're told Jerome Corsi's a conspiracy theorist, but his word is good enough to send other people like Roger Stone perhaps to prison for obstruction of justice. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. None of that really adds up. And that's one of the sort of lines of thinking that we have in Hoax Movie, which is if you think beyond the headlines and you just remember what these people were saying in the media half an hour ago, a day ago, a month ago, a year ago, nothing that they're reporting today makes any sense at all. So, for example, the people say, people are being tear gassed at the border. Well, no, that's not really what was happening. Rocks were being thrown at agents. But if you go back a week, the media was just saying a week ago, the caravan isn't real. It was a PR stunt by Trump for the midterm election.
Right.
It's like, wait, hold on, stop. You just said a week ago the caravan wasn't real, and now you're saying, oh, this is terrible, they're tear gassing innocent children. Like, no, just the lies are so pervasive, and everything they say, you really can't believe anything that you read or watch in the mainstream media.
And anything that Trump has done is all new that wasn't, we can't consider any kind of history or what had previously been done, whether it was Obama, especially if it was Obama, everything is ignored there, and it's just Trump. Trump is unilaterally acting and imposing policy that is all, it's all of his own doing. I mean, history is edited out of the presentation because it's not suitable for, the manufactured agenda of the mainstream media. Now, at some point, Michael, these people are going to lose credibility and relevance, and I think that's already happening right now because you've got at least, a growing number, almost half the country, that just doesn't believe in the mainstream media anymore.
Well, and how can you? One of the most revealing moments of the immigration debate was that Time magazine cover of the child crying.
Yes, exactly.
And they actually said that the mother, that the child was crying because the mom had to go sign a piece of paper and it was 11 at night. It's like, wait a minute, I had to wake up at 2 in the morning, actually. Literally, I was up at 2 in the morning because my daughter was crying. Why? Because children cry. She woke up and she was crying, which is what kids do.
Right.
And so they admit, oh, we put this girl on the cover who was crying, but it was 11:30 at night, and her mom had stepped away. Nobody had done anything mean to her, but that doesn't really matter. And then, of course, there was a notorious Kids in Cages picture posted by the editor-in-chief of New York Times Magazine, all these mainstream articles. Can you believe this child here is in a cage? Fact check, that picture was from 2014, the Obama administration.
Right.
And they're like, oh, well, what? And they have no answers. Like, well, if it was such a problem, family separation was such a problem, why were in 2014? But moreover, they're not doing any fact checking. Just yesterday, CNN posted a picture, literally, this is the definition of fake news, and Jim's studio retweeted it, where it shows somebody protesting MBS, the Saudi Arabian Crown Prince, and one of the protesters holding a chainsaw. Well, this was a fake picture. It was Photoshopped. A CNN reporter posted it. It was retweeted by CNN people. So they're sharing fake pictures, doctored images.
Right.
Just a few hours ago. It's unbelievable.
And this is not the first time. This is part and parcel of their culture that they've established there. And if they're going to regain any kind of credibility, Michael, I don't know how they purge this out of their system. It's so deep. It's kind of like, you know, dare I say, the FBI that's been under scrutiny. I mean, you can tell that this is a top-down culture, and you cannot tell me that when the leader is compromised, the rest of the people don't follow suit. Everybody wants to eliminate the downline members of the FBI, but I'm saying, look, that's not the way organizations work. I mean, when things come into a culture like that, and especially if it's exampled at the top, it's impossible for it not to go downline and affect everybody else. So there's going to be a lot of soul searching in all these institutions if they're going to get healed, whether it is the media, the FBI, government agencies, IRS, you know, the kind of stuff that we've seen on display with Lois Lerner. And don't think for a minute that just because Donald Trump is in town and he's the new manager, that these problems at the agencies, whether it's the EPA on down, these three-letter agencies that have been weaponized, that suddenly that's going to stop. We know that that continues, do we not?
Absolutely.
Well, Michael Chernoff is with us. We're talking about, and we'll get into more detail about his documentary titled Host, which is from the book of the same name. And it's all about this fake news that we're being pummeled with. But we have to be discerners and consumers of the truth. And that is the challenge that we're faced with today. More from Michael on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We don't see color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez live.
And independent, just for you, ladies and gentlemen. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you here, sharing a part of your day. Mike Cernovich is with us. He is the filmmaker behind the documentary Hoaxed, the book titled the same. Michael, real quick update, everybody, on Hoaxed, what it's about, the storyline of this documentary.
Yeah, Hoaxed is a surprisingly nonpartisan look at fake news and the fake news problem. So here's what I was actually going for, Bill, is I wanted something that even if you were skeptical of Trump, or even if you love Trump, or even if you were undecided, you're going to watch this film and take away a meaning and a sense of what is really going on, because it's bad for our country and our nation that we no longer have a shared set of facts, a shared set of truth. That if 10 of us go into a room, how many of us agree on even we're all allowed to have a different opinion, but we don't even agree on what the facts are anymore. The media has betrayed the public trust, and it doesn't matter what political party you are or what your political views are. Everyone should be indignant at the lies that we're told every day, the fake Photoshop pictures they send us, the double standards, the way they play all these little games when they, you know, criticize people like Jerome Corsi. They call him a kook and a crank, but then they say that he's a very valuable witness for Mueller. Like, no, you can't do both. You have to reconcile these positions. And I think anybody who's a fair-minded person is going to watch Hoaxed and come away with a lot to talk about with their family members and friends.
Well, I think that we have to be aware of how we consume this news, and this is what you're bringing to the view here, Mike, is that we have in the past kind of left ourselves open to be invaded by this fake news and consume it like as if it's gospel truth. And then, you know, because we have, you know, accepted it as gospel truth, we get annoyed when people bring the facts to us and say, wait a minute, you know, what you're believing in is not necessarily so. And here are the facts. What you end up exposing is people are buying into opinion as if they're facts. And we often say here on the show that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And a lot of what's being presented as fact is more opinion-based than fact-based.
Right. This happened actually with MSNBC two or three days ago, where all these pundits are on air and they're saying, oh, can you believe these women and children are being tear gassed and how terrible it is? And they asked a reporter on the scene who clearly had got the memo. Mm. They go, hey, so could you tell us about the caravan? And the reporter said, oh, yes, mostly men. They seem like perfectly healthy. They're not actually looking for asylum. And right. There aren't very many women and children. And the panel was like, oh, we need to fire this guy or
yeah, right.
We need to never have him. He can't ever come back.
Where's the hook?
Yeah. Yeah.
Get him out of here.
How dare you tell the truth? And that's the whole point. I'm willing to have a conversation on immigration, but what does asylum mean? There's a difference between – here's what I always tell people if you really want to see if people are brainwashed by the fake news media. What is the difference between a refugee and an economic migrant? Mm. Most people are like, they go, you know, their eyes gloss over. They don't even know what that means.
Exactly.
But that's fundamentally the question is, a refugee is a specific category of person who is targeted. For example, if you're a Christian, you're living in a Muslim country where Christianity is allowed to be practiced. That's a refugee. It isn't somebody who just says, I want a better life. And of course, we want everybody in the world to live the kind of life we live in America. That's why we want to share the ideas of free market capitalism and the ideas that preserve the West. But it's just simply dishonest to say that everybody who wants to come into America is seeking asylum. It's just not true. They want to leave failed nation states, which is understandable, but that's different than claiming that everyone's a refugee.
Well, it's kind of like my wife said, we need the young men to stay in their country, to fight for their country. I mean, we had young men that fought for the country and the founding in the 18th century. They fought, they died, they invested in this country, and that has been the legacy of America since then. And so, you know, and what happens as well, people, you know, it's funny, they come up with some of these ideas, they think that they're brand new and as if they're not being done. Well, why aren't we supporting these governments? We need to give them money to help them out, going, hello, we've been giving them money. It's these corrupt governments that have been, you know, stealing this money that we have given, you know, of our coffers, of our treasury to support them. And they have abused and they have stolen from the people. And so they have caused this. They have caused this situation to where these, you know, these countries are emptying themselves out. And for somebody to walk, you know, 1,200-1,500 miles to the to our southern border, I mean, obviously they are desperate. But the thing is that there is a rule of law. And as we've said repeatedly here, Mike, is that how do people think that they're going to break the law on one side of the fence, come into the country and somehow be obedient to the law? If they're not here legally, they're operating in the shadows. They're subject to, you know, gun, you know, all kinds of trafficking, whether it's sex, guns, you know, drugs, you know, go on down the line. I mean, because guess what? They're in this country and they got to survive and they're going to survive however way they can, right?
Well, there's a lot there going on too. And one of them is, it is a brain drain. We're taking all of the people who have, because it takes a great amount of courage. That's what I think is lost in a lot of this, this conversation. It takes a lot of courage to just pack your bags up and leave.
Right.
And we're taking the best that other countries have to offer, but then, which is great for America in the short term. But then in the long term, the most entrepreneurial, the most audacious, those who really have a desire to make a better life for themselves, well, they're now leaving these nation states, and these nation states lose their top talent. It's just predictable why the rest of the world is getting worse. Is we're cream skimmers, right? Let's
right.
give us the cream of the crop of all the rest of the world. They're all going to come over here. Isn't that great for us? And it's like, oh, wait, but there's no talent in these other countries to right. help lead them and guide them. So that's a problem. And unfortunately, the rhetoric on both sides can be a little toxic because I have you know, great respect for people who just get up and want to leave. And
yes.
I mean, just think about that, like
to leave their country,
yeah,
their friends, everything else, and come here. And you know, and I would disagree with the president on this point, and I'm glad you brought this up, is that for somebody to have the courage to pack their bags, to journey, to walk 1,500 miles, I mean, it tells you something about their character. I also think about the parents who send their young daughters off and say, here's a pack of birth control pills. You better take these because you're going to get raped along the way, sadly. But
right.
This is going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? I mean, what a heartbreak that's what they're sending their daughters off, you know, for the chance, for the mere chance and possibility that they can get across the border, maybe get lost in the crowd and somehow, you know, find some way, you know, for citizenship.
Right. And that's how great America is. And that's why, too, I don't like a lot of the rhetoric I hear from people about immigration, even if they're on my side. I just don't respect it. I think it's cruel that, yes, women, there's 80% of women who go from Guatemala through Mexico get raped. It's just a fact. It's a horrific fact.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how much these people want to leave these countries. And then, you know, people insult them and act like they're not good or whatever. It doesn't make me, it's not a good look for anybody. But the left, on the other hand, makes it seem like everybody is a refugee, which just isn't true either. And there has to be a third way for people who are sane and compassionate and want to have a truthful conversation about what's actually happening.
Well, the thing is, first of all, we've got 48 ports of entry right now. Some have been closed down depending on the crisis that's happening. The president had to close down the southern border there in San Ysidro because it was getting out of hand. But 48 ports of entry. It's like, come through the ports of entry. Plead your case. If you are a refugee and you're deemed to be so, then follow through so that you're not operating in the shadows. Because if you operate in the shadows, there's no protection. You have to then at that point yield yourself to, street vigilance or street justice. And we know what that looks like. And that's a terrible scenario. And I got to tell you, Mike, you know, for me being Hispanic, I got a lot of my Hispanic brothers, you know, they're yelling at me going, Bill, why don't you see it this way? And I go, I'm asking you the same question. Why don't you see your own relatives being taken advantage of, being underpaid, being abused, all kinds of illegal activity, sex trafficking, drug running and that, and they have no recourse. There's nothing to protect them but the local mafia don, so to speak, that they can run to and hope to get justice because they can't dial 911 for the fear of being deported.
Yes, exactly right. These people, they are being exploited. They're being exploited by people who want to suppress wages and, you know, people in Malibu who, you know, want to have five different nannies. And, you know, I always find it interesting that we hear all this talk about feminism and stuff, and nobody talks about how a lot of feminists in America are actually using female labor from other countries that doesn't get the kind of credit it deserves. When's the last time you've heard somebody like Sheryl Sandberg or some, you know, left-wing feminist say thank you to my nannies to make all this possible? They just pretend like they don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Just the lack of respect. So people are being used and are being exploited. So I think America, rather than going into the countries and messing things up, which we've done. What did America do to Latin America and Central America? We do need to repair that and do
right.
something about that.
Exactly.
We need to put bomb in the Middle East and other countries because we're creating this very.
Well, Mike, real quick, because we're out of time. Where can they go to see the movie?
Hoaxedmovie.com. HoaxedMovie.com.
Mike Cernovich, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too, sir.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon smart choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.